This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Paula McIntyre, you're very, very welcome. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm great, John. How are you?
I'm the best. Looking forward to this hot pot. So, shin of beef and beef shin and mustard hot pot.
With turnip, which I love. And then we've got these punched potatoes as well, just on the side. So this is I would say this is a very rustic dish and a great dish to have, you know, when the snow's on the ground and the, you know, it's chilly, it's real warming dish. So shin of beef, John, very, very cheap, really tasty, but it takes a bit of cooking. So what I've done was, if you go to the butcher and ask for boneless shin, and then ask them to trim the silver skin off it.
Oh, right. So they'll take off the shin itself and just want the meat off it.
Yeah, you just want the meat. We don't need the bone at this stage. The other thing is if you don't want to use shin, this would work really well with just stew and steak. Okay. You know, the diced stew and steak. I just like the, you know, when you get the shin and it's just, I don't know, it's just really tasty.
Yeah.
Really tasty. Any of those cuts that have to work hard, you know, like around the ankles, they're
so 750 grams, it says, of boneless trimmed shin. Yeah. That's what you asked your butcher tip for today.
Yeah, and then toss that in some flour that you've seasoned with a bit of salt and good old-fashioned mustard powder.
Mm-hmm.
And then just toss the meat in that and then get a nice hot pan and put a bit of oil in it and then seal that beef off so it's really, really, you know, golden. What you're doing is you're caramelizing the sugars, and if you don't do that, you'll get old grey meat, and you know, and it's not nice. So we want to really have this lovely, and that's where you get this beautiful sauce. And then do that a couple of times. So the key when you're sealing off meat, really hot pan, and then don't overcrowd it, because if you overcrowd it, you're going to get steam. When you get steam, you're going to get grey bits. So nice. So do it a couple of times. And deglaze the pan, you know, with a bit of beef stock. That's just a posh way of cleaning the pan without washing it. And you're picking up all those lovely bits. And then another bit of oil, onions and celery, John, good bit of onions and celery. And just cook that down until they're nice and golden. And then put that, some stock and a bit of mustard, Dijon mustard or whatever mustard you have floating around. If you're using English mustard, maybe have it. Now, I have an old, you know, like a cast iron pot, which is brilliant for this.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a cast iron pot, any kind of baking dish, and then push all that in, put that all into the pot. And then this is a bit, you need to slice up your turnips. You're using about half a turnip here. Cut it in, just be careful when you're cutting them. And you see the turnip at this time of the year, because they've had the benefit of the frost and they're packed with flavour at the moment, but they're really hard to...
Peel.
Really hard to work with. It's not the peeling, it's the cutting them. So just be really careful, because last year you want to end up with casualty because of a turnip injury. So so be really, really careful. I tend to cut at the top of it until it's completely flat, put it on a surface and get a big knife and keep the blade away from you, you know, and push it down.
Okay.
And then peel it and then slice it as thinly as you can. And you need a couple of layers in this. So layer it all over the beef and then another layer of turnip. You know, you could put three layers of turnip in this.
Uh-huh.
And then just press that down, John, so that all the juice kind of floats up over the turnip. Dot it with butter and then put a lid on it or tin foil and into the oven. It's probably going to take a couple of hours. It'll take a couple of hours, and then after about a couple of hours, just put a wee skewer or to make sure your beef's tender, and then cover it with cheese.
Ooh.
Take the lid off, cover it with cheese, and put it back into the oven until that cheese is bubbling.
Oh.
And you see turnip and cheese. I know that sounds really weird, but my Aunt Doreen used to make this dish. This was pre-cholesterol, and it was grated turnip fried in butter with bacon and onion, and then she put that into, I think there was quite a lot of double cream went into it. That went into a big dish. There's a few breadcrumbs and cheese, and that was baked.
Oh.
You never taste anything as lovely in your life.
Turnip, but beef, anyway. And bubbling cheese, and then punched potatoes.
This is a Spanish recipe, so you get a rooster potato would work well here, John, or if you can get, you know, Sharp's Express, or you know, one of those kind of spots, or anything you have, just and give them a good scrub, right? Parboil them. You're only doing it about 15 minutes here. Drain them and then put them back into the pan to dry them. And then just get a drizzle on a roasting tray with oil. Put the spuds in, cover them with a tea towel. Get a rolling pin or something like a potato masher and give them a good bashing.
All right.
You know, give them a good bash so you're splitting open the skin. Take the tea towel off, more oil, and then more sea salt, a bit of sea salt, into a nice hot oven. And they will take another 25 minutes. And you see the crispy skin, you know, where it's broken?
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. Oh. And then it's all seasoned. And then you got this fluffy spud inside. That's one of the simplest recipes in the world.
That is
if you have access, and let's face it, everybody in Northern Ireland has access to good spuds. Go to your farm, go to your farm shop, get good dirty spuds. And my top tip is put them into a cold sink of water for half an hour and then give them a scrub. Because that's my dad's top tip spuds. Yep.
And it all starts with a bit of boneless, trimmed shin. That's what you're looking for from your butcher today. Paula, that sounds absolutely
beautiful,
stunning.
Bubbling, honestly, John. And
beef
the
shin
spuds are nice
and mustard hot pot with turnip gratin. And punch potatoes. Paula, thanks so much.
See, when I'm having that later with a wee glass of red wine, John, I will be thinking of you.
Do
you
think of me? Yeah, I bet you will. Thanks a million.
Cheers, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.